the universe, everything else must be outside where nothing is. And you taught this. And from far off in the universe, yet not beyond yourself, the witnesses to your teaching have gathered to help you learn. Their gratitude is joined with yours and God's to strengthen your faith in what you taught. In other words, what you have taught is true. Alone you stand outside your teaching and apart from it, but with them you must learn that you but taught yourself and learn from the conviction you share with them. So, forget everything I said before the last sentence in case it's already been done anyway. And the point that he's telling us in that paragraph is there's only two things for us to learn. You are the only one who's taught yourself. Got that? And you learn from the conviction you shared with it. You know, you only taught yourself, and I am sharing with you, and then that increases my conviction. So I need to understand, I'm only teaching myself, and then I'm learning from the conviction that I share what I've taught myself. You know, it's like I might think a certain way about myself, but the way I think about myself becomes stronger when I share the way I think about myself with conviction. It's like, yes, you know, things don't go right for me, and seems like everybody else really has a better life, and I'm sad, and I don't really like my job, and I don't like my weight, and I don't like where I live, and I wish I had a different kind of relationship, and I wish I had more money. So what I'm doing is I'm sharing with conviction, and everything I'm saying is something I'm teaching myself. So I'm sitting up there telling myself, oh, my life doesn't go right, I'm teaching myself my life doesn't go. Oh, everything goes wrong for me, I'm teaching myself that everything goes wrong for me. Nothing goes right for me, I'm teaching myself. See, I'm teaching myself. He said those are the only two lessons that we need to get, is that you're teaching yourself and that you're learning from the conviction that you share this stuff with.
I just had an amazing aha. And the reason that, like in the past when I would try to counter those negative things I would say about myself, the positive things I would say to myself, I wasn't connecting those positive things as to energy from God. I was just trying to do it all detached from God.
Thank you. That was an example of the, like what it was saying, of the loving thing that comes to you unexpected from the self you don't know about. Because what the Course is saying is that there's a part of you that never stops loving and never stops treating people right and never stops doing really wonderful things, even if you are totally excluding that part of yourself from yourself, being the depressed person that thinks that they have a problem or they're upset about something. So when Earl Purdy's upset about something, the only thing that he's done at that particular time is that he's teaching himself something that isn't true, and then he's making it stronger by the conviction with which he says it. Yo, things can't go right for me. I am black in America. You see what I'm saying? And so if I said it to you with conviction, and that's what I'm teaching, because I'm the one that said I can't make it in America because I'm black. So I taught myself that, then I turn around and share it with you with conviction, and then that increases the strength of that idea. So the Course is saying, rather than spend all your time trying to get rid of that idea, it says, why don't you just remember that there's a part of you that you don't know about that wants to give you all the love and all the answers and all the healing that you want, but you don't believe it exists. And so it's going to solve the problem, solve your perception through some type of pleasant surprise. Now, you can focus on that thought, or you can spend all your time trying to work on how you're going to unteach yourself all that crappy stuff you taught yourself. And let me go to another Undo My Crappy Self workshop. But some people are addicted to learning. And some people are addicted to seeking. And they're not at all interested in finding. So whenever you tell them they can have it now, it goes right past them. okay, it's almost like, how many of y'all, you know, it's like asking a person, you know, do you know about God? And the person said, no. And just because they don't know about God, they say God don't exist. It's like a person saying, you know, do you know about, you ask them, do they know about Earl? And they go, no. Does that mean Earl doesn't exist? So just because you believe something isn't there, that don't have nothing to do with the reality of it being there. And that's the funny part. So I'm going to keep on going. I'm determined to keep on going. Okay. So the course says that, he says, what you have taught, he said, I love it. He says, what you have taught is true. Alone you stand outside your learning and apart from your learning. But with them, what's them? Them is your own personal creations of love, your own personal creations of the truth. He says, with them you must learn that you but taught yourself and learn from the conviction you share with them. So this year you will begin to learn. That means you will make learning commensurate with teaching. How can you tell when you have begun to learn something? He says, you can always tell when you really begun to learn something because you will teach it. That means you will demonstrate it. Doesn't mean stand up in front of a room. It means the minute you're learning it, you immediately demonstrate it. So you haven't learned what you don't demonstrate. You have chosen this by your own willingness to teach. Though you seem to suffer for it, the joy of teaching will yet be yours. I know that sometimes it seems like you're suffering rather than experiencing the joy of what you're learning. Is that fair assessment? He says, though you seem to suffer for it. I know right now it looks like you are suffering because of what you taught yourself. And maybe you're suffering about what you've learned in some area of your life. He says, guess what? The joy of teaching will yet be yours. You are going to experience the joy of what you are trying to do. You are going to experience the joy and the happiness of what you're trying to do. You are going to experience the rewards and the joy and the happiness of what you are trying to do. So the joy of teaching will yet be yours, for the joy of teaching is in the learner. And the learner is someone who offers the teaching to the teacher in gratitude, and then shares the teaching that it got from the teacher with the teacher. See, if I start to demonstrate love to you and demonstrate peace to you, then sooner or later, you're going to offer it back to me in gratitude. You're going to be so glad to be around me and so glad about how nice and loving I treat you and with how much kindness and respect I treat you and how much I honor your freedom and try to support you in seeing yourself as innocent. Okay, I'm going to offer my teaching to you. And then as you learn it, as you accept that you deserve respect and you deserve kindness and you deserve love and you deserve support and you deserve passion and you deserve love, then you're going to turn right back around out of your gratitude and offer that compassion right back to me. And then the Course says, that's the joy of the teacher. The joy of the teacher is when the learner turns around and gives it right back to the teacher in gratitude for what it received from the teacher. Or you could put it this way. It's the joy of a demonstrator is a person who receives the